This is the Steve Gruber Show. Sitting in today for Steve is Scott Bertram.
Good Monday morning to you. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show. SteveGruber.com, at Steve Gruber Show on Twitter. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, SCOTBERTRAM. And joining us right now on the phone lines is Seton Motley, president of Less Government, a D.C.-based nonprofit organization dedicated to reducing the power of government, protecting the First Amendment from governmental assault. You can also find him on Twitter at Seton Motley. Seton, thanks for joining us.
Hey, it was good of your parents to name you Scott with one T to save you a character on Twitter.
You know, I think that's certainly a plus. You know, all virtually everything I need has not been taken, right? And because if there's another Scott Bertram, it's two T's. So I have my website, I have my Twitter account, and all of it.
I can never get a Coke with my name on it, though.
That's right. Well, you know, when I was growing up, you know, they used to sell those personalized license plates or stickers or whatever. My grandmother used to buy the ones with the two T's and then just cut off the second T and then give them to me as gifts. So they looked a little rough around the edges, but
there was never anything close to Seton, let's just put it that way.
unless someone went to Seton Hall University in New Jersey, grabbed a bunch of stuff and cut off the hall.
Well, that's right. We're currently in litigation with them and the Bad 80s metal band, too.
Yeah. Seton Motley with a new piece up at redstate.com just a couple of days ago. Amazon's no-profit model, bleed competitors to death, then do exactly what they did. You know, the piece starts off with something that I think for perhaps a good number of people is a surprise, and that is Amazon is big, Amazon is huge, Amazon sells a bunch of stuff, but they are, or at least have been, rarely profitable. A couple of years in their history, but largely they've lost buckets and buckets of money. Why is that?
Because their focus, and this was Bezos' model from the beginning, to the best of my knowledge, and he convinced a bunch of investors to buy into his vision, which is, we're not going to concentrate on profits, we're going to concentrate on growing ourselves. And that way we become the bigger the behemoth we become, the better we can muscle out competitors in whatever field of endeavor we wish to engage. And as we see now, they sell everything. They bought Whole Foods. They're now a grocer. Mm-hmm. You know, he bought the Washington Post. Bezos did. You know, he's time and time and time again done things that are antithetical to a normal business model that has served to crush all competition in the sector, and then he takes over and starts doing what they did in the sector. One of my favorite examples, and I just discovered this while writing the piece, was, as we know in retail, Black Friday is called Black Friday. It's the day after Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. and starts the Christmas shopping season. It's called Black Friday because most retail outlets are in the red until that day, all for the year. So they are vitally dependent upon the Christmas season to make money for the entire year. Well, what Bezos does every Christmas is he sells stuff at below cost to him to completely undercut retailers in the heart of the season they need the very most and destroy them. And, you know, look, I'm not an idiot. As soon as the internet came online, I said, that's going to hurt retail. Mm-hmm. But these anti-business practices, the anti-competitive practices, are obnoxious, and that's the reason he built his company so big. Rather than profits, he concentrated on size, was to be able to absorb losses like this to destroy competitors.
And not only are they undercutting competitors on Black Friday, but they create their own Black Friday, which is Prime Day. You know, Prime Day. It's Amazon's own little Black Friday.
When do they do it? In the middle of July, when it doesn't matter to any retailers. You know what I mean? You know, they are operating on their own schedule, and it's antithetical to the traditional retail schedule, which again is fine, but you can't do what they're doing from a pricing perspective, from an anti-competition perspective, because it's destroying the economy. It's not helping the economy, it's destroying the economy.
Seton Motley with us here on the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram in for Steve. You spend some time in this piece at redstate.com as well, talking about Amazon's interactions and the eventual death of Toys R Us, and saying Amazon knew exactly what they were doing even way back then, setting up Toys R Us for the kill. How did that play out?
Well, way back in 2000, and it's very hard to imagine, you know, think back this far, but think how small, relatively small, the internet and knew that the internet was in 2000. We didn't really know what it was yet or what it would be yet, but very smart people like Jeff Bezos did. He cut a deal in 2000 with Toys R Us. He said, "You will, for $50 million a year, you pay us $50 million a year, and we will make you our exclusive online toy manufacturer."
Mm-hmm.
Well, Toys R Us signed up for it, $50 million a year. Well, then Amazon realized a better business model is just sell everything from everybody. So they started selling other toy manufacturers in violation of the contract. Toys R Us had to sue. Toys R Us eventually won, and this is, I discovered this when writing too. In 2006, a judge tore Amazon a new one, and said, "Oh, by the way, Toys R Us, as part of your exclusive contract being over, you can now start to build a website." Toys R Us was prohibited from building a website by the deal with Amazon until 2006. At which point, of course, all the competitors had a decade head start, and I would very strongly argue that that was the first nail in Toys R Us's coffin.
So you write in the piece, too, "I've never been a fan of antitrust laws, but come on with this massively anti-competitive Amazon nonsense. Should have been addressed at least a decade ago." Now, as the president of less government, it probably takes a bit for you to get in favor of government intervention. What would you like to see happen, or is it too late?
Well, I get this argument from people, too. I want to close the borders. "Oh, you want to spend more money on ICE?" Yes, because we spend $250 billion a year on welfare for third world immigrants. So you got to take a look at the bigger picture and say what ultimately results in less government. And a little more antitrust enforcement against predators like Amazon saves us a ton of money in welfare for out of work retailers, just as an example. But what I'd like to see them do is go to the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC, and deal with this. There are laws on the books that Amazon has broken, and I'm a big fan of enforcement of laws on the books, even, by the way, when I don't particularly like some of the laws on the books. If I don't like the laws, you change them, you don't not enforce them. So I would, there's got to be some federal, there's anti-trade, anti-competitive behavior going on. We have laws to prohibit that, and they should be enforced. Trump's instincts are right, but he's wrong on the application. For instance, he was happy with the ruling at the Supreme Court about the internet sales tax. That's not the way to address Amazon vis-a-vis retail. It's to go after them for their anti-competitive practices.
Seton Motley, president of Less Government, and also the piece at redstate.com, Amazon's no-profit model, bleed competitors to death, then do exactly what they did. Seton, thanks so much for joining us once again here on the Steve Gruber Show.
Pleasure, sir. Have a great week.
Thank you, too. This portion of the Steve Gruber Show brought to you by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to WolverineWaterSystems.com, WolverineWaterSystems.com. Emery McClendon next, member of the Project 21 National Advisory Council, Tea Party organizer from nearby Fort Wayne. Scott Bertram in for Steve here on the Steve Gruber Show.